Quad Pharma is a new kid on the block.
A lot of people don't know that we exist.
So CEO Stephen Pinaro needs to get the word out. The venture forum, Buffalo's annual magnet for big-dollar investors, is Pinaro's best chance to see and be seen.
A forum like this allows me to reach out and just make people aware that we're here, we're in Western New York, we offer these services.
Services like pharmaceutical tests, studies, and providing supplies for research labs and clinics. Quad Pharma rose from the ashes of a now-defunct local pharmaceutical company. Pinaro and a handful of co-workers defected, took business with them, and turned a profit in only a year. Still, to continue growing, Pinaro needs to rub elbows with influential lawyers, investors, and scientists.
They start searching in their mind for things that they could link onto you and onto your business. Hey, you know what? I think I'll get this guy to call you because he's interested in stuff like that. That's really the point of going out and meeting people and networking and things like that.
At the venture forum, Pinaro will be in the hunt for money. While Quad Pharma is generating revenue, it needs an infusion of cash to offer new services, hire new folks, and remain flexible if there's a big expense. During the forum, Pinaro hobnobs for two straight days, passing out cards and collecting a stack himself. But the most important part is the 10 minutes he'll get to command the attention of the entire gathering with a formal presentation. His biggest concern?
Not tripping. No, I just hope I convey my passion.
Pinaro admits he's a little nervous. He says his strength is one-on-one conversations, not formal presentations.
I'm a very much shoot from the hip guy.
Adding to his worries is his company's PowerPoint presentation, which he admits needs a little work. Still, he ran it past some trusted bigwigs.
They're like, you know, what are you doing? This one potential investor has just ripped me a new one. And it actually, it was the best thing that he possibly could have done. He listed everything that he saw wrong with it, and he said, prove me wrong.
Next up is Stephen A. Pinaro, PhD, President and CEO of Quad Pharma.
So Quad Pharma. Quad Pharma is a...
Pinaro tells the 100 or so in attendance that there aren't many companies like Quad Pharma, which aims to fill niches in the pharmaceutical market with personal, friendly service. By performing a diversity of unique tasks for a spate of bigger companies, Quad Pharma has gotten its foot in the door.
You can't go to Big Pharma and say, hey, I want to manufacture your product, send it on over. Right? You have to kind of convince them and grow the relationship with them.
Quad Pharma has used this approach to become quickly profitable, build modern facilities, and book $2 million in new contracts this year alone. But Pinaro says they still need a boost to get to the next level.
We're looking for approximately $1 million. It's somewhat negotiable and flexible, of course. If you want to give more, that's always good. Thank you very much.
While Quad Pharma gets its time in the spotlight, there were 30 other companies at the forum competing for attention. Now, Pinaro must translate any interest he generated into leads, new business, and investment. That comes down to one thing, Pinaro says.
Follow-up. It's all about follow-up.
And at the very least, Pinaro says he didn't trip on stage, so he'll likely be remembered for his company, not for being clumsy. For WBFO and AM 970, I'm Daniel Robison.